Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
12:04 in the nation's capital. Doc Walker, Heavy Metal Christopher, in for B. Mitch and Finley, a.k.a. the Fab Four, and New Year's Day. And weather is cool. Next Monday, get your shovels ready. And I can't wait to get Kevin Sheehan of Team 980. He is a closet weather forecaster. And we've got some great ones here in our market. But Sheehan, if he weren't doing sports, he would be doing weather. No doubt in my mind. And he'll have all his Doppler and all his equipment. He'll have all of his stuff going and forecasts. And it looks promising if you like snow. And a lot of people love snow. Are you a snow guy, Metal?
It depends. If I'm supposed to work, then heck no. Because let me tell you, I've worked in radio a long time, and they're never just like, oh, it snowed today. No, you don't have to come in. That's not usually how that works. So
I like it, too. If there's a campfire going, I'm indoors, and I don't have to deal with it. I like it not having to deal with it.
But I like when the sledding. I like taking the kids out, sledding, playing snowball fights and stuff. I like that stuff with the kids. Like, I don't know. I enjoy that aspect of it.
Yeah.
But the driving, the commuting, anything like that, and it is just a nightmare.
Yeah, I don't see anything fun about that. But then again, you know, I don't have to do everything. Some people have to do everything. They feel like they're obligated to have done everything. And I'm not mad at them.
You like skiing at all, Doc? You like skiing?
How would you like something you've never done?
Oh, so you've never even been snow skiing. All right.
And we'll never do it. And not afraid to say that.
All right.
I don't have to do everything.
Yeah, all right.
I've done some things people will never do, and there's a lot of things I will never attempt to do.
All right.
Don't have to do it. If you see me jumping out of a plane, you know there's a stunt person doing it.
Yeah, that's one I'll never do either, man. I've had some friends.
My son did
that,
Austin did it. The Celtic, he did it. I say, good for you. Take after your mother. Yeah, ain't no way.
Yeah, there's no way I'd do that one either.
Now, if I was in combat, if I'm a trained soldier, that's different. I don't know what satisfaction anybody could get out of that other than scaring the hell out of themselves. But that's my ignorance. So fear, that just brings out the stupidity in others. I just, hey, man, you do you. I'm proud of you. You know who I would love to see jump out of a plane? Guess who?
Oh, man. That I can talk about on air?
I would love to see him strapped in there with all that equipment on and see him pushed out of a plane and see him doing it. That would make my day. Since he's such an expert at everything, at 27 years old, I'd give anything to see him do that. Let's go to Eric in Fairfax.
Yeah. Hello.
Eric.
Hey. Happy New Year, Doc.
Happy New Year.
So I used to have respect for Dallas and until last year when they pulled that stunt that Dak Prescott with the barrel full of turkey drumsticks and broke them out, start chowing down in the fourth quarter before the game was over. They should have been penalized for using a prop, but I believe that's one of the biggest acts of disrespect and poor sportsmanship that I've seen. So what I hope is, I hope for the new year, we beat them badly and we have a bucket of chicken wings and start chewing on them right after the game.
Bob, never let an idiot force you to model his or her behavior?
Well, you're a better man than me.
Well, no, I'm just saying. They are who they are. I mean, that's not shocking. I'm surprised that you're surprised by their behavior. That's who they've always been. They've just been very good on the field.
Yeah, I didn't think they were that bad. And as a matter of fact, it wasn't just Dak. He thought of it, apparently, and ran it by the coach and the owner, and they gave him the green light. So that's why that made it worse in my opinion.
But they've been very good on the field. See, I don't mind you expressing yourself when you were dominant on the field. They've been very good on the field, so, I mean, you got to take it. But when they're terrible and still doing it, that's a bit, but then beat them. So I ain't saying nothing about them because we didn't beat them. They came here, did what you saw them do, did it to us, and then politely walked out of here. So nothing I can say about it. And just like Clarence Goldsboro Jr. repeatedly says to me, when we can beat them, he'll pay attention to us. In the meantime, we Jones on them. They're losing in playoff games. We're not even in the playoffs. And I agree with him. I'm not built that way. I'm a champion. So I expect us to be in championship competition. I'm not taking that loser route. We're in last place talking crap. I'm not talking crap about nobody in dead last. We've been in last place so often around here. Some of y'all got used to it, overpaying clowns for jobs and doing all that. No. If I'm in last place, then I have the lowest payroll. I have the least amount of frailty. We have rotten facilities, and you're overpaying coaches and players. That's the number one sign of ignorance. But that's over.
Now, yeah, I'm with you there.
Now you run properly. Now you get a dose of what it's like to be around competent management. Now you get a dose. Embrace it.
It's wonderful. Yeah.
Embrace it. And let me tell you something, too. Get used to it, because there's players now in the league that want to come here. That hasn't happened. Now, they've wanted to come here to get paid. Now they want to come here to play because they think they can win. Nobody ever came here with the aspiration of winning. They came here to take advantage of an inexperienced owner, period, and to get paid. And that's the thing that bothers me now when you're talking about college football. All you hear about now is paid. How much am I getting? The Colorado people, BYU beat the brakes off of them. And they're talking about how much NIL money they didn't get. This is why I'm really looking forward to watching college football this afternoon. Because hopefully we'll get to see some good college football. All I hear about now is, how much am I getting? How much am I getting? Well, what the hell are you doing? Sounds like here in the past. The bag. Okay, you got the bag. But what the hell did we get? You know what we got? Last place. That's what we got. So I don't want to hear about that. If you don't like your contract, don't sign it. Go somewhere else. Now it's about winning. And then at the end, I thought that for years the league was just completely crazy. I'd rather see you go to the Super Bowl and get $1 million or $2 million per player. Then you'd be seeing people fighting their guts out to get to the Super Bowl. They talk that Super Bowl crap. Ain't nobody dying to get to no damn Super Bowl other than for photos and experience. That's the league's problem. Appreciate the phone call. Metal, you and I and a few frosty beverages, we could have figured this thing out. If you put the goal at the end of the rainbow, people will fight and scratch and claw to get it. Why is the Super Bowl not the biggest pot of gold available? I know, cricket.
I guess in a certain way it is. I mean, the advertisements cost most.
How the hell is
that?
It?
But
you're talking
about bonuses for the players. Is that what you mean?
Everybody involved, the organizations, Hell, the Bengals don't pay anybody. They might have the best quarterback in America, in the world. And the poor boy's getting his brains beat out because they ain't going to pay but for so much. And there's nothing he can do about it. Why isn't it structured that the goal, everybody, $1 million or $2 million per player for the Super Bowl winners or X amount of dollars? Why isn't the pot of the goal at the end of the rainbow?
I'm sure a lot of them have that in their contracts, but
no, they don't.
Well, I'm sure some of the star players do. You telling me Tom Brady wasn't getting bonuses every time he won a Super Bowl?
Yeah, they got bonuses, man, but you're missing the point. There's people, not enough people care. They're making a, they don't care. Nobody going bankrupt. Look at the losers in this people. They don't spend money. They fund their family businesses. The whole incentive thing is crazy. And just look at it. You're a high IQ guy, and you don't get it. They've got you completely buffaloed into this thinking about it, like everybody else. They don't get it. It's unbelievable. I'm just shocked at how what a great job that they've done at doing this thing. Hey, man, touche. Good for them. People out there going, they had us doing it. They had us out there trying to kill each other. Listen to Joe Theismann before Super Bowl. $72,000. We weren't talking about no damn ring. He was talking about the money. We were playing for bonuses. Most guys made more in that than they did during the year by this rich league. It's like the NCAA ripping off people forever. Ripping off all these kids. The bowl game. The people doing the bowl games are making all the money. And the whole public is just bembezzled. Everybody doesn't get it. You've been getting ripped off all these years. Love of the game. Love of the game, my behind. Get paid for winning. Team-wise. Team-wise. The incentive should be in for the better teams. I hear it all the time about European soccer teams. And if you suck, they get rid of you. Now, that's what I'm told. I got to ask Hoffman next time I see him. And he'll break it down for me. But they're too smart in this country to do that. These people are brilliant. I ain't mad at them. I applaud them. Build a system to insulate you from stupidity. You can be mediocre, make a million, make fortunes. Fail at what you do and be applauded for it. Hire your neighbors. Hire everybody you went to high school with. Fail miserably, make everybody, all your friends, rich, and nothing happens. But the fans who get ripped off miserably and they just keep going, it's like zombies. You couldn't have explained this to me and had me buy into it. I've watched it, lived it, witnessed it, and it's still going on. It's like zombies. People just keep, night of the living dead. But we'll keep moving out of it because finally now we've got light. And finally, we got a chance to win. And we're moving in the right direction. And it's really cool. And I love that. And I don't want it to stop. And I really want to crush Dallas. And I want us to win this city. Because our city is 50-50. Who are you kidding? You see these people with them hats and that credit score on their head all over the place. I want to rid this town of that. If we do that, it's all good. Back in a moment. DOC Heavy Metal here for B. Mitch and Finley. Stay with us. College football bonanza today, and we look forward to it on New Year's Day. It depends on who you're pulling for. I know if you were listening to the Junks this morning and Denton Day, Toby Altizer, the youngest in charge, they gave you some good selections. They were on mindful of it. Of course, these guys, they play it full time. So hopefully you trust in them. Penn State last night, I mean, defensive spectacle. I mean, swarming the ball, going up against one of the best in America. And it proved to be just overkill. I mean, they were balling out. Penn State victorious, 31-14 over Boise State. Now today, Longhorns, Blue Bloods, some Blue Bloods going. Shout out to the Wolverines. They prevailed in Alabama now. You know, it's easy to look back and say, man, you know, the Washington Huskies made it to the national championship game. Everything was looking good. Nick walks away. And then you come in and you try to replace Nick Saban. You lose more games in 1 year than Nick lost, like, seemed like forever. That fan base is spoiled rotten. And it's going to be very interesting. Well, what if Oregon, Ohio State? How would you like to lose that game? I think by tomorrow morning, the whole landscape in college ball is going to be changed drastically. I mean, drastically. Sun Devils, to me, remind me of Boise State. They got an opportunity of a lifetime, but you're going to have to pull the trigger to get the job done. We have a man on the phone. His club is under immense pressure because when I grew up, they were King Kong. They were the Thumpers. And when you saw that uniform, black and gold, man, you the oh, my goodness. I'll never forget that, man. First Monday night game against the Steelers. Now, they're all right. And their fan base is delusional. So, ladies and gentlemen, brace yourself. Because you're about to hear more propaganda than you've heard all day. Ladies and gentlemen, Big Tony, Happy New Year.
He dropped.
Good. He did us a favor. I've never been happier to lose a caller. Because, here's what he's going to say. Look at here, Shawty. Our defensive back was out. Our lineman was hurt. A linebacker, it's always an excuse. Always. But they will have avoided a losing season again, which is admirable. But when you're leading with the fact that you don't have a losing season every year, I don't know. Who has more pressure on them? The Steelers, the Buckeyes, or the Longhorns?
I bet the Buckeyes.
I do too. I just, and they play, and they're not afraid of it. I mean, they play big stakes. But if you have to, the money is true of what they've invested in this season, and it failed when they lost to Michigan. But this guy's record, how does Brian Day deal with this? Most have never been close. And yet he's judged by two or three games.
I mean, if he had lost to Michigan any previous year, he wouldn't even be in the playoff at this point. You know, that would have been the end of the season right there. So the expansion of college football's playoff has at least given him a route to redemption this year, you know, after that loss to Michigan. But seriously, any other season, that would have been it.
Well, some people think it's ignorant that he's put to that notion. I think it's magnificent that it's still relevant. I never thought Auburn, Alabama would die off. It's dead. I remember Oklahoma. I remember Arkansas. And Oklahoma and Texas. When they say it, the longest living the rivalry in college football is what? What is the biggest? What is the most active?
Nah, it's got to be Michigan and Ohio State.
Well, that's what they say. It don't even feel like Jim would lost 8 of them, Harbaugh.
He lost several until last year.
Yeah, he lost more than several.
Yeah, I don't know the exact number, but it was a lot.
Yeah, he never cracked.
Then last year.
And then when you come back and win the Natty off of it, and then Jim dropped the mic, and Jim wasn't necessarily happy with management. I don't think they departed on great terms. He's an alum, so they're going to cover it up.
I think he's a little worried about his program getting looked into also. So I think there's
Well, they got looked into.
That.
Hell, Jim was ineligible for half the game
that's
the year he won the
what
Natty.
I'm saying. I think that's he kind of left, I think, of his own accord.
Yeah. Patriots thing didn't end up the way a lot of people want you to think it did either. Okay? But we looked the other way. I love us. I love us. Because when you really pull the curtain back, it is not as what you think it is. But we let it go. Then, but for some situations, we want to be holier than thou. But for others, we look the other way. We lose the tapes. We don't remember. So that's why once you show me you fake, you can never earn that back. That's one thing about law enforcement, man. You got to be respected. You want to be in charge. You want to be the judge. You got to earn that, man. You don't. We don't get this away just because you're born in the right family. You got to earn it. And once you show me you can be bought, you speak with a fork. So that's what I'm saying. What do you trust now? Are we better off in college football right now? I'm not certain of that.
They had to pay the players. I don't know if this is the right way to do it, but I don't. That genie was in that bottle way too long. You know, it was just.
But why can't we figure it out? I mean, don't you ever. Sometimes, don't you say, oh, we can go to the moon. We can figure out grids and traffic, but we can't figure this out? Really? We let guys go free and leave and get in the portal before bowl games. We left coaches and teams straddled. You got to be kidding me. You think that was a mistake?
Yeah, I think they're going to have to push back when people can start entering the portal and stuff. On the other hand, though, like even if they do, let's say they move it so you can't join the portal until after the championship game has happened or something, you're still going to have players that are just going to refuse to play. Because they're like, well, I'm playing in not the playoff, just some other random bowl game. And I'm just not going to play because I don't want to get injured to decrease my value going into the portal.
So what we've done then is we've allowed coaches. Now, we've taken away, not all of them were great. And there have been a lot of abuse. There's abuse in the military. There's abuse in police, fire. There's ignorance all over the world. But are you telling me now, how can you coach a kid? He just has a tantrum. He cuts the route off. It's supposed to be a 10-yard out. He runs it at 8 yards. Coach says, hey, Slim, can you not see? He decides he don't like the tone you're talking to him at. He say, hey, man, where's my envelope? You go focus on my money and leaves. Coach, he's taking away a coach's authority to coach. Did somebody not figure that out? If half of the reporting about the Colorado Buffaloes is right, during that week, I mean, they were terrible in the game. Well, they didn't get their NIL money. And BYU got theirs, and the kids were upset during the bowl week, just before we applaud them for showing up. I hated it when people were opting out of bowl games with their team. Well, if he's a pro prospect, so what? These are the guys he just battled with. So you de-emphasize the bowls for the pro prospect. You allowed this stuff to start by separating these guys for these pro, and half of them don't make it anyway. And you allowed that to happen. Who the heck's in charge? It's one nitwit after another nitwit making mistake after mistake. I can't be the only person that's looking at this. It's beyond me. And the rest of you like sheep. You just keep walking right. Speaking of that, did Mr. 500 call back? We take him now for a break.
Let's take him now. Let's do that.
All right, let's go. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, they've avoided having a losing season now for, I can't remember the last time the Steelers had a losing season. I also can't remember the last time they were champions. Hey, Big Tony, Happy New Year.
Well, congratulations, Happy New Year, Mr. Doc Walker and Big Slim. Let me tell you something. Doc Walker, don't worry about what we do. worry about what you do, because I'm about to put you onto reality real quick if you don't shut me down. For real, if we want to do this for real, as you would say, Doc Walker, if Neighbors catches the pass, woulda, coulda, shoulda, all words are losers from your man Tom Brandanick back way back in the day. You told me that 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. Neighbor catches the pass, you lose that game. The Hail Mary, you lose that game. Okay. Shorty for Philly Smith catches that, you lose that game.
Okay.
Okay, there's like about four or five joints that you lose that game. Now, we can flip that. Ertz pays attention and runs past the sticks. You beat the Steelers.
Okay.
The other one, you win the Philly game. So it's iffy. So all these people running around here talking about, oh, we're going to do this, whatever. Let me tell you something. And on that, Doc, on that NIL or whatever, like you always say, Doc, we paying for money. Okay, you want to leave? Give me my money back. If I yelled at you and I paid you $1 million and you gonna transfer it, nah, Slim, give me my money back.
I like
and
that.
Then go ahead, roll out.
I like that.
That's Doc. That's what you always preach. You say winner take all, right?
Yeah.
So if you want to leave because you ain't starting or whatever, give me my money back and then you can roll the hell out. I don't care what you do, you know. But anyway, all y'all have Doc. Jonesy called me. I was in the woods. She's listening. We've been looking for Jackie. Jackie was still hemmed up from last night. She said she came about 6 o'clock in the morning, Slim. She just texted me. She was still jammed up, so she might not be on here today, man. I ain't mean to put her business out, but everybody know we've been looking for her. But she all right, though. Well, hey, Jonesy, she all right.
Well, she good. Hey, man, she's an original canine. Look, there's two people I don't worry about in our group. Jack A and G from the shop, because they're survivors.
Well, they're younger survivors than me, because I'm the old dog. I'm the one that's on the top of the porch. They the ones doing all the wrecking. And if they need somebody to come down there to clean it up, then I got you. Y'all take it easy, baby. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year, Big Tony. Good luck this week, man.
Talk to Big Chris about his babies opening them presents, man. It just brought... Because my kids are grown. It just brought back memories, man. I damn near cried. No, I didn't. But anyway, take it easy.
You're not capable of crying until the Baltimore Ravens come in there and tap that tail again. You know, that might be the best call he's had in close to 30 years. It might be. One of the originals, Big Tony. Man, when we used to have Inside the Locker Room Live, it was so stupid. Feeding people, doing that thing on Wednesdays, it was a lot of memories. But that's the beauty about this community. And we're back. We're back in prime time. And he's right, the Steelers have been so good so long. Ownership, just been a model, man. But you get a couple of injuries on that O-line, man. And Najee that fumbled, but you know what he mentioned is right. But isn't that about most games? Just be close. Just stay in it. Give yourself a chance. And we talked to Ken Harvey. He does, man, a magnificent job breaking this thing down. I've been doing what we call teaching and preaching canine style, and it's really the way to. I love it when, you know, I don't talk heavy metal. I get Chris to explain heavy metal. Why would I do it? I don't know nothing about it other than what I like the way it sounds. So getting people that actually did what you'd love to learn about, to me, it makes sense. It's like when we had a gentleman calling here earlier today, and he was talking about St. Juice as a corner, and he said, well... The guy said he didn't like him. And I said, well, who was the guy? And he said it was Lowell. And I just started laughing. That'd be like the guy that's in sanitation. So check your source before you overreact. No matter what the topic is. First of all, We need everybody out there. Do we benefit from CeeDee Lamb not playing? What do you think? Would you rather him show up? I don't. I don't want him to be hurt. But if they decide to not play him, I ain't mad at him at all. Because we ain't stopped him since I had an afro.
See, I don't mind playing him at their best because I don't like giving teams those outs. Like all I've heard from Philly for the last week and a half is how, you know, Hurts wasn't in for most of the game, blah, blah. Even though we put up 22 points on their number one ranked defense in the fourth quarter, apparently Hurts plays defense now. But you just hear all this crap. So I want their best players in because I want to beat them at their best. I know.
You know. I do too. I get it. But I'm going to tell you something. It doesn't matter what you say. They're not going to stop no matter what. We just got things you got to prove, you got to overcome. But our weakness, which is obvious right now, is stopping a number one, anybody's number one guy. It's just not our strong suit. Not if Lattimore is hurt and continues to be hurt. And the biggest decision of the week to me is that you don't even attempt to bring him out there. Because you could not afford another setback. Because the next time they play is going to be single elimination. This is not a single elimination. This is just greed. I'm just speaking because I'm greedy. If they lose 100-0 to Dallas, so what? You just got to go play Philly.
Come on, that's not going to bother you if they lost 100-0 to Dallas. That's not going to bother you the next day.
No, because now you got a playoff game. And you probably end up wearing Philly.
I know you're going to be working that post game show. You're still going to have to take calls on a 100-0 Dallas game on Sunday if that happens.
I've had worse moments here. I've had worse moments losing to Dallas. My point is that I've lost to Dallas before and we were out and the season was over because we stunk.
Yeah.
Knowing that we're in the playoffs now, you could never kill my joy based on some of the teams that I've had to follow up in postgame shows with under these rotten administrations I've dealt with. Are you serious? Yeah, so no. I'm just saying, fellas, do what you can do. Because at least you've earned the right to keep your season alive. Go to another break as we close in this bad boy. Getting close. Right here on B. Mitch and Finley's show, DOC and Metal. Stay with us. Welcome back. B. Mitch and Finley's show, Metal. DOC in for the Fab Four, and a lot going on here on a New Year's Day. It's been a minute watching the ball drop. They do a great job, man, every year, and it seems like it even gets better as they turn it into such a worldwide event, different time zones. You know, it can't be easy. You ever been involved in any of these productions with all your media experience?
No, I have generally been the guy that has to work the morning shift on New Year's Day.
Yeah, I get it.
I don't get to do all the fun stuff, you know.
Yeah, well, it's fun after work. Let's go out and see what's going on in Silver Spring. Todd, welcome to the broadcast. What's up?
Hey, what up, fellas? Happy New Year to y'all. Happy New Year. Got something to say about the Eagles, right? Okay. Do y'all remember a few years ago when Philly played the Niners in the NFC Championship game? What happened, right? Brock Purdy got hurt, right?
Yeah.
All I was hearing, but just to let y'all know, I'm a Niners fan, but I root for the Commanders. I was born and raised in D.C., love them. But all I had to hear from the Philly fans was, oh, we beat y'all. Oh, y'all quarterback got hurt, right? Did we not beat y'all? Same thing applies, you know. The Commanders beat the Philadelphia Eagles. Hurts was out. It don't matter. Like my man said earlier, if Hurts don't play defense, y'all put up Commanders put up all them points on the number one ranked defense. Why are Philly fans still talking? That's all I got to say. Let's remember that. Keep that same energy when y'all get beat. Happy New Year, fellas.
Don't matter. I got you, man. Appreciate it. Amen. Every base is going to have something to say. And that's part of being a fan. If you were fair, you wouldn't be a fan. I mean, you pick your sides and go with it. Big Tony and I, we've been doing this thing for so long. I mean, his team is excellent. But they're down a corner or something, and he calls me. I say, hey, man, I'm going with the season. Don't do it. He knows his team. He says, we're out of this, we're out of that. I don't pay attention to what he says. And he's right. The one thing I will say, since the Rooster, Chris Russell, and the Whale, and I've been doing these, you know, picks, and we go, you know, caveman. Chris is, you know, he's a journalist, so he does spreads and all that stuff. We just do our thing, winner take all. And it does make you care about every game. Because if I weren't in this little pool, you think I'd watch the Bears? Now, I didn't watch the last Thursday night game, because as you age, you figure out that, hey, man, the one thing you have control of is your time.
That was a terrible game. Oh,
why would I even invest 3 or 4 hours of my time watching the Bears? You got to be kidding me. I didn't watch a down. I felt guilty because I feel obligated to the public. Y'all call, hey, man, what do you think about the Bears? I ain't going to lie to you. And you should kick my behind if you think I'm going to sit up and waste 3, 4 hours watching the worst team on the planet. Is the team that bad? But the organization is total trash. And now they got people fighting to get there. Why are they fighting to get there? Because of cash. It's like, would you be fighting to go to a burning building? But they do it with the NFL. The place is on fire. And people are running to it because they want to get paid. Oh, Caleb, we got to get paid. Nobody can, they're running to it. They have more talent, in my personal opinion, than we do.
You think they got a better offensive line for Caleb than we do?
My personal opinion, the season started, you give me their lineup, their team, or our team, I take theirs.
That just means O-line, though. We're just looking at the O-line.
All the matter. Now, they're decimated now. Well, but how much better do you have to be than where we are? I don't even know who plays for them now because I don't watch them. I think if we got Badass playing and our people, our starters are healthy, I take us. But when has that been? See, right now it's not about paper. I don't give a damn what you are on paper. Who's going to play in the game? If y'all ain't playing, then you are who you are, who I can start. The Bears on paper, oh, here we go again. Wide receiver. We got this wide receiver. Yeah. Mike Williams, a wide receiver. Yeah, they're really good. But he can't get you the ball because his ass is on the ground. So they're useless. Give me a big ugly. Then we can figure it out. So, you know, it's chicken or egg. Whichever way you want to talk yourself into. Structure's everything. Structure's everything. Remember our defensive end we had here? How'd that look when he went to Chicago for him? It looked like pretty promising, didn't it? Okay. How it look now? See, that's how things go. You just don't know, man. You just don't know. We don't have the kind of pressure. He's in last place. They got a 10-game losing streak. For a moment, if it looked promising, I don't watch him. Not in December. Too much good ball on right now to waste your time watching garbage. Top of the hour we go. One more to go. Take you up to the 2 o'clock hour. Here on B. Mitch and Finley. 106.7 The Fan. Team 980. And always free on the Odyssey app. It's a beautiful thing. Join you on the other side.